Good morning, I'm Emmalyn Mohebi, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, August 26th. The City of San Diego will not reopen the existing Ocean Beach Pier. More on that next, but first, let's get to the headlines. Most county deputies won't be forced to work mandatory overtime anymore. Sheriff Kelly Martinez made the announcement late last week. She said staffing shortages and COVID-19 challenges forced the office to order mandatory overtime for the past few years. She does expect voluntary overtime shifts will continue, and some roles are still under mandatory overtime, including dispatchers and call takers. The office is currently hiring deputies, dispatchers, nurses, and mental health clinicians. We're just over 2 months away from the 2024 general election. Other than the race for president, there will be local and statewide measures on the ballot too. So here's what you need to know. Registered voters in the county will receive a ballot in the mail the week of October 6th. Early voting at the registrar's office and official ballot drop boxes will be available starting the second week of October, and then select vote centers will open at the end of October. The final day of voting, which is Election Day, is November 5th. Now, if you have any questions about what's on your ballot, the voting process, or anything election-related, you can head to our KPBS Voter Hub and submit your questions there. Just visit www.kpbs.org/elections. The weather is going to start heating back up today after a few slightly cooler days. In the inland areas, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. By the coast and in the mountains, temps will be in the high 70s, and in the deserts, it's expected to reach 104 degrees. Now, if you need a place to escape the heat, there are plenty of cool zones open throughout the county. To find the cool zone site closest to you, visit the county's website or call 211. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
San Diego City officials say repairing the Ocean Beach Pier is no longer feasible. Reporter Katie Anastas spoke to residents about the city's plan to demolish and replace it.
High surf damaged the Ocean Beach Pier last October, prompting the city to close it. A few months later, the upper part of a pile broke off and fell into the ocean.
I think everybody misses it. The community misses it.
Vic Aragin has lived in OB for most of his life. He used to fish on the pier every day.
If I would have been out there, you know, doing what I really love and put my lobster traps out there, I could have made a lot of money this year.
City leaders expect replacing the pier to cost at least $170 million and take at least 5 years. Ocean Beach resident Kevin Meir says it's worth the wait.
It's an icon that should be appreciated and rebuilt with thought.
The city is seeking environmental permits and grant funding for the project. They plan to share an updated design for the new pier this fall. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
A San Diego veterans group began their annual protest against the Miramar Air Show late last week. Military and veterans reporter Andrew Dyer has more on the group and why they're protesting.
Air Force veteran David Patterson stands on the Carroll Canyon Road overpass with members of San Diego Veterans for Peace. Banners hang on a fence telling commuters on Interstate 15 that the air show fuels the climate crisis. Patterson says as veterans, they understand the costs of U.S. military operations and of war.
We know what it does. We've seen what it does to people's families when somebody gets injured or killed. We've seen what happens to nations, and we've seen what kind of destruction we can put on people.
The group's protested the air show for the last 9 years. Patterson says it's wrong to showcase weapons to children and families as family fun.
I would like to see the people that go here for a thrill realize that this is really, it might be a thrill, but it's not good for us.
The base didn't respond to a request for comment. Veterans for Peace plan to demonstrate from freeway overpasses weekly until the air show the last weekend of September. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
A new grant program in the state is boosting mental health support in San Diego schools. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says certified wellness coaches are helping address the rise in students' mental health challenges.
Last school year, California's student-to-counselor ratio was 464 students to every one counselor. That's nearly double what the American School Counselor Association recommends. To address the shortage, state grants are helping pay for wellness coaches for one school year. San Diego Unified School District will hire 10 wellness coaches. Danielle Ogden is one of them.
What they mostly come in for is a lot of anxiety, stress, time management, lack of motivation. There's depression, suicide ideation.
Principal Matt Fallon says Wagenheim will share a wellness coach with two neighboring schools.
There are times in which counselors aren't available. So having a wellness coach here would help maintain a consistent offering of support for all of our kids.
If you or someone you know are having thoughts of suicide, you can call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
A program in Mission Valley is connecting experienced adaptive climbers with newcomers to the sport. Reporter Scott Rod produced this story for KPBS's ongoing series on volunteering.
Adaptive climbing is rock climbing, but in your own unique way, whatever your disability is. My name is Jillian Shea. I was born missing my left hand. It's called amniotic band syndrome. It's when the umbilical cord wraps around the limb in vitro and cuts the circulation off, so I was never born with a hand. I've been doing adaptive climbing now, I think, three and a half years. I'm an adaptive deadlifter, and I was in the adaptive CrossFit scene for a while, and so I was trying to continue to evolve, found adaptive climbing, and fell in love with it. We are in Mesa Rim Climbing Center. Around us is different climbing walls. Up here we have the more easier walls for people to try out first time they're climbing. All the different colors coordinate to the course that you're taking up the wall. The organization we're volunteering with is called Paracliff Hangers. Paracliff Hangers is a place for everybody and anybody that's adaptive to feel comfortable in a space and be able to try something new. We have people that are deaf, people that are paraplegic, people that are missing limbs, legs, arms, people that are blind. All disabilities are welcome. So when they first come, typically they're scared. They're not sure if they can do it, which is the best part because I think they all overcome that fear as soon as they climb their first wall. And then I think it's an addiction after that. I mean, most people that I know that have done it once don't just do it once, they do it multiple times. Okay, I'm gonna go find Abdul and catch him. Do you wanna do the purple one?
Yeah, right next to it?
Yeah.
My name is Abdulrahman Ibn Asadullah. This is my second time climbing. I started last week. My amputation happened last year. I got into a off-roading accident in a side-by-side, a UTV. Basically just flipped the UTV, landed on my arm. About all I have left is the little part of the forearm right there. So a lot of my wrist and my whole hand is gone. When I walked in here, my first thoughts were definitely like, oh, I don't belong here. I was like, I feel like I'm not the right man to do this. As I see everybody climbing and stuff, and they're all like super slim and fit and just like scaling these walls. And so I definitely had a feeling like I didn't belong when I first walked through the doors. But that quickly faded.
So the rope has an 8 loop on it. We're gonna go through the bottom part of your harness into the top part of your harness and pull. Then I'm gonna lock it in. So now I am locked and safe. So Abdul cannot fall.
When I first got my injury, I was very much on the couch for like 4 months after I got out of the hospital. So really my goal coming here is to get up off the couch and stay active and, you know, use as much of my limbs as I possibly can. You know, I think I use my arm here climbing, like my residual limb. I think I use it here climbing more than I do in my day-to-day life. So the real goal is just to stay fit and keep pushing.
All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead and climb. You got it. Big grab. There you go. Grab with that elbow. Perfect. Perfect. You got it. You're so close.
So I started the chapter of the Paracliff Angus in San Diego about a year ago. My name is Jono Lewis. I'm the Adaptive Program Supervisor here at Mesa Rim in Mission Valley. Having volunteers that have disabilities themselves is a really important thing that we have, because representation is a big part of what draws people in and why people want to come back. What I see from a lot of climbers is a boost, not just in their physical performance, but in their confidence off of the wall. It's something that I've seen time and time again, is people's ability to feel comfortable trying new things and problem solving outside of climbing is increased, because people have a almost like an innate barrier breaking that they're doing within themselves.
Good job. That's a hard one. The grips are not fun. Are you gassed?
I am gassed right now, yeah.
That story was produced by reporter Scott Rodd. Today is Women's Equality Day, and in case you didn't know, there is a lot of women's history on display here in the county. The Women's Museum of California cares for historic artifacts that demonstrate the history and experiences of women. It's located at the San Diego History Center in Balboa Park, and you can visit the museum Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, that is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Emmeline Mohebi. Thanks for listening. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and happy Monday.